Hey, everybody. Welcome to Cafe Grit. I'm your host, Bethann Campbell, and so good to be back in the grit seat talking about grit. Yes, this is going to be my first full-length episode recorded since my last one, which was over a year ago. So if you're coming on fresh, welcome to Cafe Grit, where the moxie is fresh, the passion cold brewed, and everything is served with a heaping side of mojo. For those of you who might have been returning from the old Cafe Grit, know that we are still here talking about corporate bullshit. Oh yes, there is plenty of it. I have dealt with plenty of it in my 23 years in the corporate world. That's not going away. But grit, which for me is moving through anxiety and stress and discomfort and fear to get what you want, to pursue what you want, to always pick yourself back up and fail, and that's okay, fail and then fail again and fail again, and but keep moving forward. That's everywhere in life. It's not just work. So I'm going to talk about grit everywhere. My passions are still helping people find their voice, using my own voice, moving through fear and finding fulfillment in life or work or whatever. So that's what we're going to do. We're kind of evolving a little bit. And I'm going to start off this new evolved Cafe Grit with a story about my recent trip to the gynecologist. Yes, men and people who associate as men and women who are not comfortable talking about these things, be forewarned. I'm going to talk about my trip to the gynecologist. Now, I'm not going to get like super graphic, but a little graphic. So hopefully it won't be too uncomfortable. It's not that bad, really. It's not that bad. But I just think it's important because I know a lot of people very close to me who don't ever go to the doctor. They don't take care of themselves in that way. Some of them, to different extents, take care of themselves, just like the rest of us. Sometimes you have good days and bad days, but they don't go and get checked out, especially when they have things like family histories of conditions like diabetes or breast cancer, or in my case, cancer, cervical cancer, ovarian cancer. And I think it's important. It's important. A lot of people don't do this. They don't go to the doctor. And I believe me, I am one of you. I've been one of you because of fear. There's a lot of different. We could do a whole episode on fear of doctors. For me, it's just every time I've gone to a doctor my entire life, it's just you sort of get the, oh, here comes the chunky girl. So therefore, whatever is wrong with her, if she just needs to lose weight, that's what we get. You have your story, your narrative. But the truth is, a lot of people avoid going to the doctor for various reasons. And I don't want to be that person. I am trying every day to take care of myself, but I also have family members who have died far too young, in part because they didn't go to the doctor and get regularly tested. And when they're having something wrong with them, they just avoid. It takes grit to move through that fear. For some of you, it's a real significant fear. And it takes a lot of grit to move forward. But I'm hoping that maybe this will incent or inspire some of you to do that. I have not been to a gynecologist in probably 7 years. And this is egregious for me because I have a mother who died at 63 years old, not very old, from cervical cancer. Cervical cancer, if you don't know, is very treatable if caught early. You don't have to die from cervical cancer. She did not have to die from cervical cancer, but she did, in part because she ignored symptoms and she didn't go to the doctor and get the right tests or at all. So by the time she was diagnosed with cancer, it was too late. She was, it had spread throughout in her entire body. She had an infection, and she, from the time that she was diagnosed to the time that she passed away, was about a month. I don't want to be that person. I don't want to be my mother in that respect. My mother was a badass in many ways, and I do try to emulate her in some ways. But in that respect, I don't want to be her. So last fall, finally found a good primary physician who could understand my female needs as a woman in her glory years. And it was great. So I had my first pap smear in about 5 or 6 years. Everything was great. Did the mammogram, got all caught up on everything. And then a few weeks ago, a month or so ago, I just decided I wanted to find out from somebody more specialized about some of the things that I'm going through as a middle-aged woman. Some of the symptoms I'm having, and are they related to hormones, and is there anything I can do about them? So I got a referral from my primary to this wonderful, wonderful woman here in the Shenandoah Valley and made an appointment. And my intent at this point, I will tell you, truth be told, I was not intending, because I had a pap smear in October, which is from now is just 5 months ago, I wasn't intending on getting any kind of examination. I was really looking for information, if I'm being honest, information on, is hormone replacement therapy an option for me? What are the risks? What are the benefits? What else? What's going on with me? Should I even assume that this stuff is menopausal or not? But I ended up in the chair, strapped with the legs up, butt scooted down, naked from the waist down, with an ultrasound machine up my hoo-ha. Yes, folks, I told you it was going to get a little graphic. So I had this conversation with this wonderful guy, OBGYN, and she had asked some really good questions. And in my registration form, I had put, you know, that I had a history of cancer. My mother, as I mentioned, died of cervical cancer. I have another close family member, female, who had some precancerous ovarian cancer detected. So I have reason to be concerned about that. I thought a pap smear was enough. But she, hearing that and hearing some other things about my history, thought maybe it would be a good idea to do an ultrasound. And frankly speaking, as sickening as that was to me, because again, I was not prepared to do a vaginal exam. And ladies, you know what I'm talking about. You wear your nicer underwear, you make sure you're trimmed, right? You're cleaned up a little bit more than usual. And I wasn't prepared for that. So, but okay, you know what? Fuck it. This is what grit's all about. Grit is feeling that anxiety. It's feeling that stress and just saying, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to do it anyway. So I said, okay, let's do the ultrasound. She said, just wanted to be sure. She wanted to make sure, she wanted to look at my uterine lining, because at my age, my uterine lining should be thin. And she wanted to see if there were any masses in there, because a pap smear might not necessarily catch that kind of stuff. And that was cool, right? I was great, because again, I don't want to be my mother in that respect. I have a lot of people in my life, my husband, my family, my friends, people in my network, people I haven't met yet, that I love very much and I want to spend time with. And I don't want to be that person who gets mourned prematurely. So in we go to the ultrasound room. And I thought initially, before we got there, I thought, well, an ultrasound is like when you're pregnant, right? They put it on your belly and she's going to look in that way, right? And no. They don't go through the belly, on the belly, externally. They go internally. The ultrasound for the procedure that I got kind of looks like, I want to say, if I'm being truthful, it kind of looked like a vibrator. It's kind of long and thin, roundish. Not that I would ever know what a vibrator looks like. I'm saying allegedly, I believe it's probably similar to a vibrator, because certainly I've never had a vibrator anywhere near the hoo-ha. But anyways, it kind of looked like a vibrator, and she, you know, safetied it up with basically put a condom on it, put some gel on it, I guess, to make it stick, and condom, and then some gel on top, because you use the gel for the ultrasound. And then I had to, with my baby tunnel kind of flapping in the wind, sitting there with my butt scooted up, and she went in. Now, I will tell you, as a scientific person, it was actually kind of fascinating. Did not hurt at all. And she showed me on the screen what she was looking at. Now, I'm not a trained ultrasound professional, so if I had just been looking at it myself, I would have not known what in the fuck I was looking at. But she explained as she moved it around a little bit. She looked at my uterine lining. It was fine. She looked at some other, she could tell there were no masses in other parts of the lady parts. And then at one point she said, oh, and look, see, there's your colon and you can see there's a poop in it. So thank you, doctor, so much for that bonus information. So I'll remember to steer clear or stay close to a bathroom in the next couple hours. But that was lovely. So she did this full exam. It really took about 5 minutes and it was done. And I felt such a sense of relief afterwards. I mean, I hadn't really been anxious about finding something, right? Because again, I thought the pap smear, but as soon as she started asking me these questions, originally when I came, I thought, okay, well, you know, there is that little nagging in the back that says, well, what if the pap smear isn't going to catch this kind of stuff? So I felt really good. It was kind of like when I got my first COVID vaccine. Like, I had no idea how stressed out I was until I got the vaccine and I got in my car and I was crying because I had been holding this stress in for so long. No, it wasn't quite that intense, but there was this sense of relief. Like, okay, I'm good. I'm not going to be my mom. We set up an appointment for a year from now. So we'll go through probably the same thing then because of my history. The world didn't crumble. Nothing happened to me. I didn't fall over and die. I'm fine. And now I have more reassurance that I'm not going to end up like my mom. If something does occur, if something does happen, I'll catch it early enough and it'll be fine. And I'll live to a ripe old age and be able to enjoy those wonderful moments with the people I love. So that's my story. I mean, that's really it. I had a rogue random vaginal ultrasound and it wasn't that bad. And I'm glad I did it. And I'm glad I asked good questions. I'm glad she asked good questions. It's really important to find a good doctor, whatever it is that you're looking into getting help with, because God knows I've had a few, more than a few, where again, oh, here comes the chunky girl. So it's just eat more vegetables. I mean, literally, I had a doctor say that eat more vegetables. I went in, it was last summer. I was having a knee problem and probably related to a hip problem that I had from a fall. But of course, no one asks you that. They just see the chunky girl and they literally just said, okay, you've got arthritis, mild arthritis in your knee. Here's a $700 knee brace. And it wasn't that. I mean, I'm sure I do have a little arthritis in my knee, but it wasn't that. I never did use the knee brace because it went away. So it was something that they didn't identify or treat, but eventually went away. So I have a little bit of skepticism, like I'm sure some of you do, if you've been treated a certain way in the medical world. I've had a lot of good luck. And I will tell you, my hospital system here, Augusta Health in Shenandoah Valley, is amazing. I have just had really, really good people that I've worked with, and I'm so happy about that. So what is the moral of the story? And the moral of the story is, what are you avoiding doing because of fear and or not even thinking about? Not thinking about something is avoidance. I don't want you to be like my mom. I don't want you to be like my brother who died at 49. I don't want me to be that person either. I want you to work through that fear, that anxiety, that stress, that worry, and move past it. It's still going to be there, but move past it and do what you need to do to be self-fulfilled, to be healthy, to be assured of whatever it is that is in the back of your mind that you know needs to be taken care of, gets taken care of. So find that grit within you, move forward, baby steps to the elevator. What about Bob? Great movie. And get out there and make that appointment, whatever it is. Some of you, maybe it's the dentist, right? I hate going to the dentist too, and I'm overdue, but I'm not afraid of it. So I'm just lazy, but just do it. Get out there and do it. Go see your doctor, find yourself a doctor. If you don't have one, of course, always be skeptical. Again, you know, we all have stories about where it takes time to establish a relationship with a doctor. And sometimes when you're seeing someone for the first time or even the second or third time, they really don't know your history. So take the time to establish that history. There are good doctors out there. Sometimes you have to wait, but it's worth it and move through that grit overcome that anxiety or move past it. You're never going to overcome that stuff. I'm never going to overcome fear, and you're never going to overcome fear, but we have to move past it. So that is my message to you, is don't be my mom. Don't be my brother. Get out there. Be this other family member that I have who got tested, found something out early, took care of it, and is alive and healthy today that I can enjoy as someone I love very much. So do that. All right, folks, I would love to hear your story of your grit, whether it's a medical grit or other grit. Look me up. Go to my website, bethannecampbell.com. That's Ann with an E, Beth Ann Campbell, all strung together with an E at the end of Ann, bethannecampbell.com. You'll have all the links to my social media there. I also have a contact form there, a lot of information about my book, Where the Hell is My Bacon, all about corporate bullshit and speaking out and revolting against the corporate bullshit. You'll find podcast information there, my bio, blogs, all kinds of fun stuff. And reach out and let me know. Catch me on social media and let me know your grit story. I am looking to also have guests. Again, I've had a few guests on Cafe Grit over the years. Awesome guests. And I want some more. I want fun people who have a good grit story, who just like to, I don't know, chat and banter and have fun and don't mind a little swearing. So if that's you, let me know. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for listening, and glad to be back. Glad to have you back. And remember, you are a fucking badass. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise. Take it easy.